While many of us made choices to help manage budgets and moderate alcohol consumption this year, we also explored new types of alcoholic beverages according to the LCBO. Tequila continued to have strong growth, albeit slower than in previous years, and American whiskey also captivated people's attention this year, partly driven by popular limited releases throughout the year. Meanwhile, more customers discovered the world of Asian spirits, such as soju and whiskies, which offer a delicate and clean flavor profile compared to other styles. We're seeing customers' wine preferences change, with a shift away from heavier styles towards fresher styles of wine, including lighter reds, low and de-alcoholized wines, and refreshing whites such as Sauvignon Blanc and Pinot Grigio, says an LCBO release. Local Ontario Ice Wine deviates from this trend, which has experienced a consistent upward trend since 2022. Meanwhile, value-priced reds and whites are attracting customers who are exploring options offering quality and affordability. A notable trend in both spirits and wines is the demand for smaller bottles, which provides an option for those who don't want to commit to a full-size bottle. In response to growing demand, LCBO has expanded the selection of smaller formats, now offering 43,375 ml wines and 200,375 ml and under spirits. Ready-to-drink products, which include pre-mixed cocktails and coolers, remained popular throughout the year, but cocktails stand out as the fastest-growing segment. Customers also took advantage of variety packs, which allowed them to try different flavors from their favorite brands. When it comes to beer, customers are looking for more robust and flavorful beers like strong ales, stouts, and porters, which are particularly popular during colder months. A standout trend was the growth of de-alcoholic beer, supported by the influx of new products over the past year such as Guinness Zero and some local favorites such as Bellwood's Jelly King Non-Alcoholic Sour, and Muskoka Brewery Veer Lager with Lime. Overall, lighter options, which can include lower sugar or low or no alcohol content, continue to be a popular choice among customers. Products with no alcohol saw a growth of 73% over the last year and 189% growth since 2022. December is a peak sales period for no or low alcoholic options, as many Ontarians look to partake in celebrations without alcohol consumption, or provide choices for their guests when entertaining. LCBO has launched an additional 60 alcoholized products for the holiday season, including its first local cider. This year's product trends could be described as Ontarians seeking products that were unique, lighter and smaller in size, said Abhay Garg, Vice President, Merchandising. We watch trends closely and aim to curate an assortment that provides perfect choices for everyone.